If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to the shit show.
Things are going to get weird.
It's your fave villain, Kale Lowry. And you're listening to Barely Famous. All right, everybody, we're back with another episode of Barely Famous. And today I have a couple special guests. We're missing one, but he had to catch up on some schoolwork. So Isaac is left behind at home. And I have L&L, the Loco Bros.
Yeah, boy.
Loco Broco over here. And I just wanted to talk about the Webby Awards. And there's just so much that I wanted to catch up on. Because one, it was our first ever huge award like this. And I know it wasn't for Barely Famous, but it was for Baby Mamas. And because I can't have Lincoln and Lux on Baby Mamas podcast, I figured I'd bring them here so that you can hear their perspective on going to something like this. For me specifically, just going and being a part of the award show and even just being nominated was such a big deal. It's the Webby Awards. And I know some people don't know what that means, but according to the New York Times, this is the internet's highest honor. So these awards are important. They're a big deal. I was not going to go if my kids couldn't be there. So with that being said, I was like, Alessandra, Kristen, like, please reach out to whoever needs to be talked to about this. Like, I want my kids there. They need to see me do this. And I really want to know. I'm going to ask them each here in a minute if they think that I have a job now, because I think before.
I do. It's Baby Mama No Drama and Podcasting.
So, well, I'm glad that you are acknowledging the fact that I work, because I think so many times my kids are like not really sure. They don't know if podcasting is a job, but it truly is a full-time job, and just keeping up with all of the things is such a full-time job. And it was Mother's Day weekend, so that was also a reason why I needed to have all my kids there. And Creed was also a participant in New York with us, but
that's true.
But he didn't get to participate on the carpet just because I felt like he's a little bit too young. And he had faux Jeff Hardy makeup on. So Caden had drawn Jeff Hardy makeup on Creed's face. And I just didn't think that he needed to be a part of the carpet just because it was a little chaotic. There was a lot going on. Could be a little overwhelming for a two-year-old. So that being said, I had no idea that we were going to have a billboard in the middle of Times Square. And so Kristen coordinated that all on her own with Podcast One, which was really freaking cool. And I didn't know that my kids were going to be there. I was told that we were going to Times Square for press. And I had no idea. Like, I completely even forgot that we allegedly had press. So having my kids see the billboard with me in Times Square for the first time was such like a surreal moment. And I just never thought that that would be a thing, you know? Like, I was on billboards for Teen Mom before, but I was never on for something outside of Teen Mom, something that I've worked on for years. And this has been a project with V and myself over the last couple years that's been, you know, just something that we get to do outside of Teen Mom and really show our progress in how far we've come. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce my kids and kind of see how they felt about the entire experience. And just bear with me because they are children, so they may talk over each other. But I did want to get their perspective because I actually have not talked to them about it. And I thought this would be the perfect place. So the first question that I have on my list is, what was your overall experience of New York in general?
I like it, but it's a lot of things that in New York, it could happen like real bad. That's the one thing I don't like about New York. It's not safe. But I had a real fun time.
How about you, Lex?
New York. That I liked about it is like going in the pod. I mean, like going on the red carpet. Like the games there.
At the hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked the clothes.
Oh, that I bought you?
Yeah. And to go in mom's podcast thingy?
Yeah, that event.
I like going in the event because it was pretty cool in there.
It was cool, right?
And I wanted to go in there because it was huge, and I like big things that were a little bit happy.
We're happy, yeah.
Well, that's it. Guys!
You know, people who are in movies, Lux, sometimes they go on red carpets.
Oh, yeah, I do that too.
Oh, you're gonna do that too?
I'm in movies.
You're gonna do movies?
Yeah, and then someday I'm gonna retire, but I'm not gonna retire.
Okay.
Because I wanna be in movies. So bad.
So bad? Yeah. So, what did you think of, like, the Webbies? Like, what do you think about Mommy winning the award?
Real happy for you,
but I'm really impressed.
You're impressed?
Yes, because I wanted you to be in.
I'm real happy for you, but about the Webby Awards, the one thing I didn't like is that I didn't go inside.
You didn't get to go inside?
Yeah, the dinner. And AI was there.
And I wanted ice cream, but Caden said no.
But do you think it's cool that I won an award for my podcast?
Yeah.
It meant a lot to me that you guys were there and that you guys were cooperating and just being on your best behavior and got to go on the carpet with me because I don't think we've ever done a red carpet together. As time goes on, I think one of the more important things that I definitely want to do is incorporate my kids into my job and kind of have them see what I do on a regular basis. So if that includes red carpets or, you know, things that they can contribute to, I definitely want to do that. Did you guys like doing the red carpet?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like dressing up and smiling for the cameras.
Yeah, I was impressed.
Bro,
I was
the cameras were so, bro, that hurt my eyes. I was trying so hard not to blink.
You're allowed
to. I wanted to get interviewed.
You wanted to get interviewed? Yeah. What would you want them to ask you?
Like our friends?
Me, I don't even know what I would want them to ask me, but I feel like they would ask me, are you happy with your mom winning the award?
You think they would ask you that?
Yeah.
And you would say yeah, right?
Yeah.
You do, so. Lux answered already, but do you think I have a job?
Yeah, bro, podcasting is a job.
It's a real job. It makes real money.
I know.
Some people don't think so.
Who?
Like Creed.
Creed doesn't think I work. Do you guys have any questions for me?
Yes. I'm pretty impressed that girls actually... I mean, I'm impressed that... I didn't know that you can have the award.
The award?
Yeah.
Yeah, girls can win awards just as much as guys can.
Oh, but Ben.
I have one question for you.
Already say. Don't break that because I'm not getting the new one.
How do you feel about winning an award?
It feels surreal. It feels like I think I have imposter syndrome where sometimes people who... Imposter syndrome is where you feel like you don't deserve certain things. And I've worked so hard for this, but it almost feels like I'm still not good enough to get this award. So it's really weird because it feels so cool and it feels like we worked so hard for this, but also, do I deserve this?
Yeah. I think you do.
I have a question. I guess you do.
You guess I do what?
How do you have a question?
Okay, what's your question?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh.
I mean, my question is, I'm happy that you got an award.
Thank you. So do you have anything else that you want to add about this weekend, Mother's Day? Oh, also, my kids all had such cute gifts for me. Lux and Creed gave me a card. Lincoln got me earrings. And Isaac got me a necklace. So that was super sweet. It was just like the cherry on top of such a great weekend.
I still want my ice cream.
Well, thanks for telling me how you feel.
You're welcome.
And now I have to mention one of my favorite things in the world, which is nuts.com. If you like cashews, gummy bears, olives, popcorn, saltwater taffy, any of that. Oh my God, I grew up on saltwater taffy. If you like any of these things, you can get it all from one place. Nuts.com has it all. Nuts.com is the one-stop shop for freshly roasted nuts, dried fruit, sweets, pantry staples. And they have specialty items like flour and more. They have a wide selection and there's something for everyone. So I've gifted like the ginger pieces to Nan. Natalie and I have ordered so many assortments of nuts. I absolutely love the Bourbon Street mix and the Southern Heat mix. Those are my two favorites. I have them at home right now. And I love cashews. I feel like cashews are such a staple for us. Nuts.com is so nice. You're going to love it. So right now, Nuts.com is offering new customers a free gift with purchase and free shipping on orders of $29 or more at nuts.com/barelyfamous. Go check out all of the delicious options at nuts.com/barelyfamous. You'll receive a free gift and free shipping when you spend $29 or more. That's nuts.com/barelyfamous. I'm all about saving y'all some coin on this episode, so listen up. Groceries, school shopping, getting a little something for yourself. You know you're already doing it, so why not get cash back for it? And this is with Ibotta. I know a lot of you have already messaged me telling me that you use Ibotta and you got it from this show, but I need to tell the people who don't already know, tag your friends, remind them that this is an option. You can earn cash back on every shopping trip. Ibotta gives you cash back on hundreds of grocery items from produce to personal care to pantry goods. Either link your loyalty account or upload your receipt after you shop and get your cash back. It's that easy. Right now, Ibotta is offering my listeners $5 just for trying it and using the code BarelyFamous when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app and use code BarelyFamous. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code BarelyFamous.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It can be used on hard, non-porous surfaces like the kitchen, bathroom, and other areas in your home. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Outside of everything I just said, I just want to give a huge shout out to Podcast One and Kristen for aligning and surprising us with the billboard. I think that was so cool and a really, really cool surprise. Thank you to Kristen and Alessandra for just organizing everything, making sure everything was good and ready to go. Apologies to Lindsay for oversleeping through my, I didn't even have an alarm, sleeping through everything, including a recording on Tuesday, the day after the event. Shout out to Natalie and Kaden for bringing my kids and helping me through the weekend so that my kids could be there to see all of this. and Danny and Alex for styling me, Nydia for doing my makeup, Taylor for doing my hair. Who else am I missing? Elijah for being support and, you know, coming and doing his first red carpet event. That in and of itself was a big deal for me because I just never thought that I would walk a red carpet with someone until I got married again. It was a really, really cool weekend. I hope this is the first of many. And like I said, I know this isn't Baby Mama's, but this is the first opportunity I've had to speak on it in my own words. Shout out to E! News for letting me do my little plead to Kris Jenner. I'm trying to think. And really the Webby Awards for even giving us this opportunity. Thank you to every single fan who listens to our podcast and voted for Baby Mama's No Drama. I hope that there are many, many awards in the future. Hopefully Barely Famous will get in on one. And I hope I'm not missing anybody. Brandon, Stacy, Eli, Kit, everybody at Podcast One. I'm trying to think. Christy at Pink Pony, because she did, her and Brandon worked on our logo for the billboard, which was freaking awesome. And shout out to Joe for being our mutual baby father. I guess that wouldn't be possible for V and I to have a podcast if we didn't have a baby daddy in common. So thanks for that. And everyone who suggested a 5-word award speech, that was really cool. We got to meet Tika. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Tika, the little puppy, but she's so stinking cute. And I sat next to Wilmer Valderrama. I didn't talk to him or anything, but he was right before he went out on the stage, I was sitting next to him and who I assume was his assistant. That was cool. DJ Jazzy Jeff was there. SZA was there. My kids in the other room flushing the toilet. Sorry if you hear that. Trying to think what else. It was just a really cool weekend. So thank you all for that. Okay, also, now that I'm thinking about it, I want to touch on my look for the red carpet because in the past, I've done red carpet events in looks that I'm not 100% happy in. For example, the infamous bra and jeans look from, I believe it was the VMAs. Super last minute, completely uncoordinated. Those jeans I should have never bought those jeans. They were like a weird wash. Completely just not, I don't wear heels. Like that's just not who I am. And I guess I've done other looks that have been like more me at those times. Like I did like a romper with a lace top. That was really cute. I felt good in that. I think I tend to like my pant outfits more. So this time I went into it with the stylist and I was like, listen, like here's my sizes, my measurements, but I don't do heels. I don't do dresses or skirts. Like this is what I feel good in. And I feel like they really nailed down a look for me that was, it felt like me, but also because y'all have torn me the fuck up before for looks that I've done, I still like, even though I loved it myself, I was still apprehensive to like wear it on the carpet or whatever. But overall, I feel like V wore something that was very much her style and I wore something that was very much my style. And I felt like it kind of balanced our whole dynamic out because she's super girly, you know, into the hair and makeup thing. And then for me, I'm more of like boy mom, tennis shoes, you know, a blazer, wherever I can wear a blazer and some nice trousers. Like I felt like it. And then we elevated a little bit with like the diamonds and stuff, which, never wore so many diamonds at once in my life. My earrings were diamonds. My necklaces were diamonds. My clutch that I didn't have on the red carpet was diamonds. It was just like a lot. But overall, I think it was a really elevated, it helped elevate the look. Me and all the kids wore sneakers. So that was kind of nice. It was also really nice to see the broad range of looks at this event because I think the overall theme of the event was however you like, what makes you feel good or, you know, like that was like the theme and the broad range of some people were in gowns, some people were in suits with sneakers, some people were in more of like a casual, but like maybe like a dressy business situation. That made me feel so much better as well, because I'm like, that's how it should always be. It should always be whatever makes you feel good, look good. and whatever you're comfortable in. And one of the things I had said to the stylist, because I thought about like tailoring my pants a little bit more, I was like, well, because they serve dinner at the event. And I was like, I don't want to like eat and get bloated and then not be able to like fit into my pants. I get up on stage and they like rip or something. I'm like, the last thing I need is for something super, super embarrassing like that to happen at this type of event. I also got the nervous shits pretty bad, so I hung out in the bathroom a lot. And I met some really cool people. V and I met the creator of Emoji, which is awesome. I'm not going to butcher his name on here, but you guys, if you watch it or stream it or see it on YouTube at all, he is such a sweet guy. And he's been working on emojis since like 1996, which is incredible. And the Lincoln Project and the, I don't remember his name. I'm so sorry. His five-word speech was fuck around and find out. And I really resonated with him. He was great. He was really cool. So just some of the highlights from that night. Keem was there, who's our videographer on Fridays when we record at the Baby Mama's office. And we invited some of the people from Podcast One, which is nice. I had Natalie get to go because we really don't get to spend a whole lot of time together outside of, like, you know, my kids and things like that. So that was nice. Alessandra went. Joe went. Elijah was there. I'm trying to think if I'm missing anyone. I got to meet one of the directors of marketing through Podcast One and some of the other people. We went to a company dinner after the night after. We went to, and I'm going to butcher this name too, Tony DiNapoli's in New York. It was a restaurant. It's like a family style Italian restaurant, which I've never had family style Italian. But let me tell you, if you guys are ever in New York, there's two locations. The food was so fucking good. And even though we didn't get seated when our reservation was, I literally don't even care. I have to go back to get their food. It was so freaking good. I also don't think I've ever walked as much as I did this past weekend. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then I left on Wednesday. I walked several miles in the last couple days. So if I'm looking a little slim to you, you know why. I've burned off every calorie I've eaten. I'm just trying to think like what else. I will say that next time, hopefully there's a next time, I will not be staying at our hotel that we got. She was trying to book the Moxie that has the Magic Hour bar, and she booked the wrong one. So then we all followed suit and booked at the Moxie. And then the rooms were literally the size of like a small bathroom. So trying to cram myself and my kids into these hotel rooms was an absolute nightmare. And then trying to get hair and makeup, it was just a lot. So next time we're going to definitely do our due diligence in researching hotels. Although the Moxie is cute for another occasion, it was not cute for this event. Lincoln loved it because there was a huge basketball court on the main floor where there's like a bar, a restaurant, some games for kids, and a basketball court. So like that was really nice. I did end up staying at the Hard Rock Hotel one time with Kristen, and it was, let me just tell you, I did not expect this from the Hard Rock Hotel. I kind of just thought it was like, you're going there more for the name than the experience, but boy, was I fucking wrong. The hotel itself is absolutely gorgeous. The rooms are really nice. The food was 10 out of 10. Like, I'm not a breakfast food person. I really don't like breakfast food that much. I also think it's like a social construct, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, because other countries that I know of, you can just eat any kind of food any time of day. Especially when I went to Thailand, like you could eat rice for fucking breakfast and it was fantastic. And that's kind of how I am. Like, I'm eating pizza for breakfast, leftovers for breakfast. I don't care. Anyway, I order breakfast, like breakfast food. Breakfast potatoes, 10 out of 10, toast, the fruit, I just can't. It was so good, and I was just very impressed by the Hard Rock. I wish this was a sponsored ad. It's not. And I don't know, just the feedback that I have gotten on this entire experience has been really nice. People in my real life have now recognized that my podcast is more than just a hobby. It's not just a hobby and a passion project. This is an actual job. This is something that we put a lot of effort and work into. And that goes across the board. That's Barely Famous, Coffee Combos, Baby Mamas. It is a business, right? Like, it started off as a passion project, but also you know, this is something that we put a lot of work and effort into. We have to plan, we have to have content, we have to post about it, we have to market, we have to do all these things. There's a lot of moving parts, and I think to have a successful podcast is a lot of fucking work. So I just think that I finally have gotten the credit now that the podcast has won this specific award. People in my real life that I see, that I know, are recognizing that. And it's been really nice too, for that, for people to be doing that. I want to talk about something that's super convenient, especially this week when I got home from New York. I had no energy to go grocery shopping, think about meals, prepare them, and cook them. It's Thursday today, and we're doing a Green Chef meal because this is super convenient, and all of the ingredients come in the kit, plus everything's pre-measured, so you don't have to worry about anything extra. It literally takes the legwork out of everything. So if I ever mention anything about mealtime, it's going to be Green Chef because they have the best meals. This is also the number one meal kit for eating well. So they have dinners that work for you, not the other way around. And I definitely don't want my dinners and my meal times to be such chores, especially when I have kids who are looking at me to, you know, they're going to absorb all the things that I'm doing, right? If I'm frustrated around mealtime, if I'm super cramming everything all at one time, getting really flustered. I don't want my kids to see that, right? This is perfect. It has all the prepped ingredients, everything I need. My kids can help me. And it doesn't take long. It's like 30 minutes. So they even have, actually, they have 10-minute lunches as well. And each week's menu includes two convenient, low-prep, nutritious lunch recipes in just 10 minutes. There's no cooking required. So if you're on the go, if you are have a kitchen at your office, this is super convenient and super affordable. I am going to recommend that you guys go to greenchef.com/famous60 and use code famous60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Again, go to greenchef.com/famous60 and use code famous60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. All right, let's talk about something positive. As the weather warms up and flowers start to bloom, it's the perfect time to take a fresh look at your financial planning. And if you've been meaning to get life insurance but have been putting it off, now is the time. With Fabric by Gerber Life, it's quick and easy to help protect your family's future so you can get back to enjoying life. I have life insurance. I have a plan so that my kids all are covered in the event that something should happen to me. The cool thing is that Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get high quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. So it's super easy, and I don't want you guys to think that this is out of touch or out of reach, because you can definitely make it work with your budget. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. All you have to do to protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life is get your personalized quote in seconds at meetfabric.com/barelyfamous. That's meetfabric.com/barelyfamous. M-E-E-T fabric.com/barelyfamous. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15, discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Kristen just made a really... She just texted me and she said that this was my first red carpet since I left Teen Mom. So that's also kind of a big deal, because I think when I left the show, when I left Teen Mom, I kind of left on bad terms, and not intentionally. But I think what I have been trying to say to the directors, to the producers, and to, you know, MTV itself in general for a long time is that my story is so much more than 4 minutes a week. And so when the show became more about the drama that I did or didn't have with my kids' dads, I would start to get really defensive because I was offering them so much more to film. But, you know, once you get pigeonholed into one storyline, kind of, that kind of follows you throughout the series. There wasn't any real room for growth. And so I would get defensive and not want to film that stuff. I would beg them to film the work behind the podcast and, you know, and that was any podcast, all of them, because, you know, they filmed Coffee Combos before, they filmed Baby Mamas before. And so part of my struggle with leaving the show was, you know, that I want, you know, my story is worth way more. If they gave me my own show, I have 40 minutes between myself and any other cast members in my life, V, Joe, my kids, Elijah, my real friends, things like that, where they could give a better and real, you know, a more accurate description or story of what goes on in our lives. And so, anyway, I say all that to say, it's been really nice to have these podcasts and be able to be unfiltered, uncut, raw, emotional, tell my embarrassing stories, and also give other people in my life an opportunity to speak too. I've had Javi on the podcast. You know, I've tried to have Chris on the podcast. I've had Malik on the podcast. I've had people on the podcast telling their version at the time, you know? And so I don't think that we really get that on Teen Mom. And this is not hate. This is no hate to them. I'm just saying, like, the way that it's filmed and the way that it's edited, it has to be that way, right? It doesn't have to be that way on you know, the podcast. So this was my first red carpet event since I left the show, which is a big deal because I was there on our own. Like, yes, we started it because we were on Teen Mom, but we've been able to sustain it for 2 years, you know, 3 years. And I think that's a big deal. I think there's a lot to be said that, you know, the people in my life and myself, we could fully carry a show by ourselves and we're able to carry the podcast. And, you know, if we had the funds, we would, you know, do way more, you know, whether that be like an online show or, you know, some sort of other situation like that. I think we could definitely do that. I also want to mention, while I'm on the topic, MTV also won a Webby Award. And a couple of weeks ago, I had messaged one of the producers and I was like, hey, oh my God, like MTV won a Webby. Are you guys going to be there? They got MTV Webby Media Company of the Year. So Media Company of the Year. And then it says, we're so excited to announce our special achievement honorees for Agency of the Year, Media Company of the Year. So the media company was MTV. I texted one of the Teen Mom producers and I said, Baby Mama's podcast won too. Will y'all be at the award show? And they said, congratulations. I don't think we'll be there. And so how weird. I mean, not weird. I don't know if weird is the right word. Maybe like iconic that, you know, they used to be my employer and now they're not, they don't employ me anymore, but we both ended up at the same award show with the same type of, you know, award. I thought that was kind of cool and also just interesting because also, again, it proves that like we can do this without them. I wish that someone from MTV would have been there because, you know, it actually would have been nice to see them and to see them from a different level, like almost like equals versus, you know, I'm the employee and they're the employer. It would have been really nice to just go and be like, wow, we're on the same level. Obviously, I probably don't make the same as the MTV executives, but just knowing that we're both there for this achievement. Kristen asked me, how do you feel when people say you wouldn't be in this space without MTV? I do feel like I do give credit where credit is due. I would never have podcasted to begin with if it wasn't for Lindsay Chrisley. And I have said that since the very beginning of time. And I'll never switch up on that. I'll also never switch up on the fact that my former agent and my schooling, I learned that podcasting like was not it at the time. It wasn't a moneymaker. It was more of like a hobby that you do. Which maybe at one point that is what the case was, but podcasting has turned into a full-time job for a lot of people. Not just the podcast hosts, but all the people at play in a podcast. So whether that be the producers, the editors, sales, because, you know, ads are how people get paid, you know, getting it out on all the platforms, the social media aspect that has to be there. If you don't have social media and you can't promote the show, how else are you going to be seen and heard? There's a lot of moving parts. And so I think to some degree, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for MTV, right? Because MTV put money in my pockets for me to be able to finish college. And so through college and around that time is where I started learning about podcasting because I was a communications major. And so I started learning about podcasting. So when Lindsay approached me, I knew kind of vaguely what podcasting was. I also don't think that I would have had the opportunity to meet Lindsay if it wasn't for MTV. So there are definitely aspects that I can thank MTV for 100%. And when I left the show, I don't think that was very clear. I think I left on very hostile or what seemed to be hostile terms. But Larry and I have always been good. I don't know if you guys remember me doing the infamous, like, flipping him off. I wasn't flipping him off directly. But I just want to say, like, yeah, I think to some degree MTV is to thank for me being here. But to the point that we have been able to sustain these shows, these podcasts, Barely Famous, Coffee Combos, and Baby Mamas I've been off the show for over a year and we've been able to sustain it. I think that that also proves that I do work hard and all of us work hard outside of the show, off the show, on the show. And, you know, thank you, MTV, for, giving me the opportunity to create other opportunities for myself. I think that's a fair statement. And also, to the producers who have allowed us to film the podcast for Teen Mom, because if it wasn't for that too, maybe we wouldn't have as big as a following on the podcast. I don't know. I'm not sure on that, but I am thankful, for the opportunity to be on MTV because I was able to launch myself into other directions. And, I was able to write my books. I was able to do my podcast, but also keep in mind that MTV didn't do those things for me. So with that being said, all the cast members have had a platform like me on the same show that may not have done those things. They may not have written books. They may not have started podcasting. They may not have gone to college and gotten a degree. So there are thanks to be given, but I've also put in a lot of hard work myself. So I just want to say that. I feel like I'm out of breath talking about everything because I checked off so many freaking goals and bucket list things in one weekend that it still feels so surreal. When I got home yesterday, I literally slept for 4 hours. I don't even, like, when I woke up, I was like, well, I don't even know what day it is. So there was just like so much going on between Mother's Day weekend, the podcasting stuff, Webby Awards. I still had to work while I was there. So I still went to a studio for Coffee Combos podcast. So even though I was in New York for Baby Mamas, I still had to be a mom. I had my kids there. I still had to go to a studio. Shout out to Podcast One for finding a studio last minute. I had to record for Coffee Combos. And just everything that was, Kristen busted her fucking ass. Like, I don't know how she did it. Alessandra did as well. There was a lot going on, lots of moving parts. So I just checked off so much that it's so hard to comprehend. And I'm in a weird place right now because this past weekend I was on such a high from the win and the award show and everything that has kind of gone on in the last week. But I'm also, in the grand scheme of things, I'm at a low with my depression. So, leading up to this event, I have kind of withdrawn from my phone, started sleeping more. I'm having a really hard time. I did up my meds from 10 milligrams of Lexapro to 20 milligrams of Lexapro, and it doesn't really seem to be working right now, which I know can happen. Obviously, antidepressants are not an end-all be-all. They're not going to fix everything. They're supposed to kind of help you cope with it. Right now, it's not seeming to be working. And so I've been having a little bit of a low. And so it was very difficult for me this weekend to kind of silence the depression and suppress it so that I could be present in this moment and really take it all in. And I don't think I truly have. I think it's going to take about a week or so to like really process the fact that this all happened and that it's real. It's not a dream. And also try to kind of snap out of this low that I'm having. I hope that it doesn't last much longer because there's just so much that I want to do. And there's so many more things that I want to do. This award really lit a fire under my ass because there's so many things that I want to do for all the podcasts to, align them, strategically, but differently. And so they all have, you know, merch, and, you know, I want to get back into the Coffee Combos group chat, and there's just so many things that I want to do and just be consistent with, but the depression that comes and goes as frequently as it does is so frustrating, because I'll get into the groove of something, and then, you know, it'll kind of fall apart, and then I have to work really fucking hard to get back to the consistent kale. And I don't want any of my podcasts to suffer. I don't want the followings to feel gypped. I don't want, you know, anyone to feel like I'm not being, you know, my full self or my transparent self. I just want everything to kind of be great, you know, and it felt good to do all of these things. And so I just want to keep it going, keep it up, keep doing, you know, the hard work so that it pays off. But sometimes depression really just hit so hard, you got to climb out of it. And it's really hard. In terms of saving money, this is something that I have to do. I have to work on it because I have so many kids and it's a lot, right? So today's episode is sponsored by Honey, the easy way to save when you're shopping on your iPhone or your computer. If you haven't heard me mention this before, thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. You don't have to do that anymore. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it can to your cart. So imagine like you're shopping online, your favorite sites. When you check out, the Honey button appears and all you have to do is click apply coupons. Like, it's that easy. Wait a few seconds as Honey searches for the coupons and it can, you know, it'll find some for your sites. And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop. It's literally magic. So Honey doesn't just work on desktops either. It works on your iPhone too. So if you just activate it on your Safari, on your phone, you can save on the go. It's perfect. If you don't already have Honey, you could be straight up missing out, honestly. So by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting my show. Get PayPal Honey for free at joinhoney.com/kale. That's joinhoney.com/kale. What comes to mind when you picture the perfect roommate? One who comes when you call, one who doesn't forget to lock the doors, one who doesn't steal your milk just a little bit at a time, hoping you won't notice. At apartments.com, we understand that. When it comes to roommates, a pet can be your best bet. They're easygoing, eat what you serve them, and never clog the toilet. That's why we have the most pet-friendly rental listings on the internet. And with instant alerts, you'll know the moment your perfect pet-friendly place becomes available. So when you need a place that's pet-friendly and human-tolerant, check out apartments.com, the place to find your pet-friendly place.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
So I just want to say, you know, thank you to everyone who has listened to my podcast faithfully, or, you know, comes and goes as they can, or honestly, anyone who's struggling with the same mental health stuff. Like, I see you, I feel you, I hear you, I know exactly what you're going through. And we just have to dig, because it does get better and we can get out of this. We just have to dig. We have to really, really fucking dig deep, because this shit is hard. We want to be, there's so many fucking things to be happy for in life. And sometimes we're just not like seeing them or absorbing them or like grasping them because we're so depressed. It's the weirdest fucking thing. Like, how could this happen to me this weekend? And then today I'm struggling with depression and getting out of bed in the morning and, you know, brushing my teeth and just doing like showering, just dumb shit that you have to do every single day. But like, I just won a fucking Webby Award. Like, what the hell? I was just saying all of that to say, I see you guys. I hear you guys. Thank you for supporting me. I hope that if anyone listening to this is struggling with this right now, like, we're going to get through it. We are. It's going to take some time. It's going to take a lot of effort, a lot of patience, but we're going to get through this. My kids are so loud in the other room. I always have to come to my office to podcast because the office at home I thought was a great idea, right? But having toddlers, it doesn't matter if there's a door and an office and it's soundproof. They're going to come in. And when your 2-year-old knows how to turn a lock, It's not helpful. It's not helpful. And so I came to this office, but then I have a basketball hoop outside for Lincoln when I come to the office and my kids are here, they have something to do. And so then they're like dribbling the basketball and I can hear that. And it's just mom life. Some other things that I've seen in the media this past weekend. I saw that there's a Duggar documentary out on Amazon, which is like a deep dive, I'm pretty sure, which is very interesting. I didn't think it could get any worse when it came to the Duggars. So there's that. Prime, the drink, came out with a new Prime lemonade, which I just got. I'm going to try that. I'll give you guys a review on Instagram. I'll put it on my story or something. The tenant that Elijah has in his house got chickens and ducks. And when I got home from the city, I just see like a chicken and a duck just like chilling, walking down my driveway. And I was like, wow, like talk about country living. Like I always joke about getting a farm. I always joke about like getting goats and cows and no, I don't think I ever said cows, but like goats and horses and all the things. But like I showed up at home and there was actual duck and chicken just like strolling down the driveway. And I was like, wow, like this is my life now. This is everything. So thank you guys for listening to this crazy episode. It was kind of all over the place. I just wanted to kind of decompress. That's not the right word. Unleash, unload all of the things that happened this weekend. And it kind of came out in a whirlwind. So thank you for listening. Don't forget that all my codes can be found in the description of the podcast episode. So if there's any that you missed, make sure that you're able to grab them from there. Again, I absolutely love Bourbon Street Mix and Southern Heat Mix if you go to nuts.com. So let me just remind y'all of that. We're all about saving this season and my kid, hopefully we'll get to hear from Isaac. Maybe I'll have him go on my Instagram story or something to talk about the Webbies. Cause I needed him to catch up on his schoolwork. But thank you guys for being, you know, supporters of this show, for listening to Barely Famous, Coffee Combos, Baby Mamas, Southern Tea, Vibin' and Kind of Thriving, all of them, because, you know, we're all kind of doing this together. We found something that we love doing. So I can't tell you guys how much I'm appreciative of all of you. And next week is the episode with Bunny. So if you guys are familiar with her, you don't know who she is, definitely go check out her TikTok and her social media accounts. She's so fun and I absolutely love chatting with her in Nashville. So if you guys don't know who she is, like I said, go check her out. But that episode will air next week. Tag your friends in the comments, tell them why they should listen to Barely Famous. Let me know what you love, what you hate about Barely Famous so I can work on it. I definitely want to get my life together and kind of be more streamlined. So give me feedback, constructive criticism only. I'm not going to deal with the trolls and the hate. But thank you again, and we'll talk to you next week. See ya.
See what's streaming free all month long during Amplify AAPI Voices on Pluto TV. Watch shows like Kim's Convenience with Simu Liu and amazing movies like Meet the Patels and Jason Momoa in Braven. Plus, Pluto TV has hundreds of channels with thousands more movies and TV shows available on live and on demand. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices for free. Pluto TV. Stream now. Pay never.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit.
You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba.
And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights.
You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love.
Because you're the long-distance lovebirds.
It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know.
Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.